I'm going to talk about an iPhone app called RecUp that I use for recording. Let me first say it's $1.99, so that's also a good thing, very cheap. It is extremely easy to use. There are just two buttons on the screen. And why I think that's important is if any of you have tried to use the Voice Memo app that comes on the iPhone, I find, you know, if you can't see, it's extremely busy. Takes you about 10 minutes to find the record button and another 10 minutes to find the stop button afterwards. And if you're recording someone's phone number somewhere in the middle there, they sort of give up and leave. So the moment that app came out, because they used to have, I don't know, iOS 6, a decent one, I said, boy, I got to get something different. So anyway, only two buttons on it, very easy to start a recording, to stop a recording. Second thing I really like is that once you have finished the recording, it automatically uploads to Dropbox. There you can take it and do whatever it is, you know, either on your iPhone or on your computer, do whatever you want to do with that recording. And that's very seamless. Third thing is, I think, you know, to my untrained ear, the quality of the recording is really quite good. Let me show you how to do a recording, and then we'll take a little look in the settings.
Recording folder. Two apps. Recording. RecUp. Recently updated.
Okay, and by the way, RecUp, as Jerry said, capital R-E-C, capital R, little E-C, capital U-P, used to be called Dropvox, as opposed to Dropbox. And of course, the closeness in the name was because the Dropvox recordings would upload right to Dropbox.
Audio memo. RecUp. Recently updated.
So I'll double tap to get in.
RecUp. Link to Dropbox. Button.
Oh, I'm in the settings.
Link to Dropbox. Settings. Button. Settings. Record. Button.
Okay, there are, like I said.
Record. Button.
A record button.
Settings. Button.
And a settings button. That's it.
Record. Button.
I want to do a recording. I'm doing the recording. You heard the little noise there. So testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. And now I'll double tap again. I don't have to find the record button because my focus is on it. It turned into a stop button. And you hear that little noise there? It's on its way to being uploaded to my Dropbox.
Do you just double tap on it and then double tap again to stop the recording?
That's it, yeah. Now, there's not a pause, you know, because some recordings have a pause function. So it'd be sort of nice if it had that. But on the other hand, that can complicate life. It's extremely uncomplicated. Let me go to the settings just to sort of see what the two or three choices you have.
Settings. Button. Settings. Done. Button.
Okay.
Play indicator sounds. Settings. Done. Settings. Heading. Play indicator sounds. Switch button. On.
First is play indicator sounds. So when I double tap, you get a boom that it's recording. And then another boom when it's ended recording. Maybe a little noise also for upload.
Recording background. Switch button. On.
Recording background means, I think, technically, I could be doing a recording while I'm messing around in my iPhone, so it's hearing me and the iPhone. Not suggested, because I find that screws up quite a bit. But whether it's on or off, it doesn't really matter. But you can, again, hear what's going on the iPhone as you're doing that.
Recording higher quality. Switch button. On.
Two levels of quality. Higher quality and lower quality. These are MP3s. That's the format.
Record on launch. Switch button, off.
And there's a record on launch. What that means is that rather than going into the app to find the record button, you can just double tap on the app without going in for the first recording, and it will record. That may sound nice. I personally don't care for that for a couple of reasons. One is that when you do that and you double tap to get into the app and so on and so forth, that little noise of all your double tapping and a little fumbling around with your fingers will be part of the recording. And then secondly, maybe just because I'm used to doing it the other way, I find that it's complicated to know, gee, did I just finish the recording or did I start a new recording or something like that. But anyway, you do have the choice of starting a recording simply by double tapping on the app icon. Let me see if there's anything else.
Choose upload folder button.
Also a choose upload folder, so that's what you do when you first load it, is you designate a folder in Dropbox where it's going to go. So I have a folder called Dropvox. I never changed the name of it. And that's where I would go to find that folder, either on my iPhone or on my computer.
Unlink from Dropbox. Button.
I could unlink it.
RecUp 3, 2, 2, copyright 2018, Irradiated Software, LLC.
See if there's anything else.
Help button.
A little bit of help, but you basically now know everything you need to know, so you really don't need any help.
Help button.
And that's it.
So, David, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I love simple recorders, and you're right. I've used voice memo, but it can be a little bit of a challenge. If you have done a recording, like, say, I did my piano lesson, which pretty much once I start, I don't stop. In order to check to make sure that it actually recorded, I have to go to Dropbox to find that file once I turn it off, once I stop recording?
Yeah, I guess you would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to wait for it to finish uploading and then go to Dropbox to listen to it.
Yeah.
So you cannot use it, like, if you're not online?
Well, there's no way. The uploading, you need to be on a network of, well, network or data.
Yeah.
You have to have your
That's all right.
Yeah.
How is it getting labeled? Like the date and time or what?
It sort of gives some gibberish type name that's like DB something or other, and then date and time. I'll just go find it now and then we can finish up.
Recop.
Go to my Dropbox.
Entertainment folder. Radio Dropbox. Dropbox.
Navigating inside
files.
My Dropbox.
Search.
Here to find
button.
My Dropbox folder. Now I'm in the sort of the main page.
Archive audio left. BS Carol Center. Cavi Clap. Deon Tech. Dropbox. Folder. Dropbox files. Back button.
So again, that's my Dropbox folder. You know, in the list of them, it would be the bottommost one, except unless I've named some.
Home. Tech. DB 2018-02-10-153-133. MP3. File. 133 kilobytes. Modified 6 minutes ago.
Okay, so that's
actions
it.
Actions available.
Double tap.
And it did say 0210.
Yeah.
Moving icons and create DB 2018-02 DB 2 drop.
And
back button.
During recording, you heard the little noise there. So testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. And now I'll double tap again. I don't have to find the record button because my focus is on it. Yeah, I shut that up. Okay. But again, what I'd like is it goes to my Dropbox, and then I can go in there, delete it, rename it, move it wherever I want to. No cords, no fuss, no muss.
If I have a Dropbox on my computer, is it automatically on my smartphone?
I have the Dropbox app on my phone. I have Dropbox on the computer, so it's gone to both places. Sort of funny, if I was doing this demo with my computer on, as it was uploading, you would hear the JAWS guy telling you, but it's on its way up there and so on. So
I need to have the app on my phone.
The Dropbox?
The Dropbox app.
When you first put this app on, you designate a folder that it's going to go to in your Dropbox that you've created, and there it goes.
But you do have to have Dropbox, the app, on your phone. And
I can just go through the app store for that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think you're right. You do have to have it on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Dropbox on the iPhone.
The same Dropbox account on your phone and your computer, I think.
What if you didn't link it to Dropbox? What would happen with the, how would the app work?
Doesn't go anywhere. Has to be linked to Dropbox.
But you couldn't play it on your phone. You couldn't play it on the app itself because it's not linked?
Correct. It does not store things within the app itself.
And there's no play button on the app.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Gotcha.
Dave, I'm just wondering, why hasn't anybody written an app that simplifies the front end of the recorder that came with the iPhone?
Ask the Apple people. I think it's because they wanted to add bells and whistles to it. And if you can see what's going on the screen, it's really nice to rename the file, and it's really nice to be able to split it up, and it's probably nice to send it to your Facebook pals and all this business. But if you can't see, like I said, takes you forever to find the record button.
So on an iPhone, pretty much everything, every app is sandboxed. Everyone is in a different operating space than the others. So one app really doesn't control another app. In this case, Backup is not controlling Dropbox. It's just synchronizing with the underlying Dropbox. So you really couldn't create one app to control the voice recorder. However, if you go to the App Store, there's 1,000 different alternative voice recorders you could.
I mentioned briefly an Apple Viz a month or two ago did a demo on one that sounded interesting called Audio Memo or Audio Memos, and I downloaded that and I sort of liked it, but I like Recup better. That does WAV files, And WAV files, in theory, are higher quality than MP3, but at least my untrained ear couldn't tell the difference between their WAV files and the higher quality MP3 in here. And then beyond that, it was just a little bit busier screen-wise, and it didn't upload very quickly to anywhere unless you paid an additional $3.99, which I didn't, to make it upload, you know, to be able to go to Dropbox or somewhere like that. But again, there are a lot of other ones out there, but at least to my limited knowledge, this is so simple and easy and does what I need it to do. I don't particularly care to look any further.
Do you have to have Dropbox open on your iPhone when you go? It does not matter, correct?
No, you just need to, as we said before, you just need to have that app there with yourself, you know, having been logged in.
I was just going to say that much of the difference in what you hear has to do with the speakers that you're playing it through. And in most cases, you're never going to notice the difference between MP3 and WAV. But if you have a super good sound system, then if you were doing an A-B comparison, then you very well might.
Personally, myself, you know, all I care about is, you know, human voice, not music or anything like that. So plenty good for what I use it for.
Well, and so it doesn't shut off, excuse me, the duration, it's just continual, right? It doesn't shut off unless your battery dies.
It's kind of interesting configuration, Nadine. You can configure it a couple of ways where you could actually just hit the stop button, it'll stop recording.
Right.
You could, there's a checkbox that says record in background. If that is turned on and you hit the home button and say go into another app, it's still recording. If you have recording background turned off, when you close the app by hitting the home button and it's only in the foreground, it stops recording.
I would always be a little scared to just sort of leave something on for 2 hours and assume it stayed on. You know, who knows? You're gonna knock the stop button with your elbow, or who knows what? Yeah.
Well, the other thing you can do, if I think recording in the background, I assume it works this way too, because it works this way with other apps. You probably could lock your phone and keep it recording, and it would stay recording without any problem.
I think this one does. I think I've figured it out. I think it will actually still record, yeah.
Okay. If you are on your Wi-Fi and you have those sounds or tones enabled and you're listening with your ears, if you stop it, you will hear the little as it's trying to upload. So if you didn't want to have stopped, that is a warning to you. Oh, I better go see whether what I've done here.
David, what happens if you get a phone call? Does it interrupt the recording and then go back to recording after you hang up, or what does it do?
Well, you hear the phone call in and there and so on, so
okay.
That ruins your recording.
Will it record the person on the phone?
Yeah, it will record whatever it hears.
Okay, so that would actually might be a good feature for some people.
If I am doing some recording where I don't want stuff like that to happen, or I don't want push notifications to come in about, you know, the latest murder in Charlestown or something like that, you know, I will turn my airplane mode on. That will get rid of, well, no, that wouldn't get rid of phone calls, though.
Well, but the problem with airplane mode,
that will get rid of phone calls,
but
too.
Then it wouldn't be able to upload to Dropbox.
Right, it wouldn't be able to upload, but when I'm done with my recording, I'll turn the upload, the airplane mode back off, and then the upload will happen. And you could do several recordings, and they could be backing up in queue. But then once you've got your Wi-Fi back, then they'll all upload. So you could do a whole bunch of them, and they'd be lined up there waiting to go.
If you know you're going to be recording and you don't want your recordings to be interfered with by any notifications or getting phone calls, if you put your phone in airplane mode, that basically makes your phone into a totally dumb phone, and it's just a recording device. The other thing is, it also gives you a lot more battery life for recordings.
So, David, how did you discover Rekup as opposed to the other recording function on your phone?
If I remember, somebody told me about it. And they told me about it shortly after the iPhone voice memo app became what I thought was basically unusable. So I tried it and says, oh, this is great. Again, it was called Dropvox. Probably have had it like 3 years or so, and then they changed the name to Rekup at some point. I use this a lot because, you know, in training, I'll do a lot of recordings of, you know, here's how you do this or that in JAWS. And again, what I really like is it goes straight up to Dropbox, and then you can do what you want with it. At the Carroll Center, we are hoping to start soon doing podcasts, and I'm going to do some on some JAWS-type topics. And I use Rekup in a quiet space to do the recordings, and I think the quality of the sound is is very good. I'm going to talk about an iPhone app called RecUp that I use for recording. Let me first say it's $1.99, so that's also a good thing, very cheap. It is extremely easy to use. There are just two buttons on the screen. And why I think that's important is if any of you have tried to use the Voice Memo app that comes on the iPhone, I find, you know, if you can't see, it's extremely busy. It takes you about 10 minutes to find the record button and another 10 minutes to find the stop button afterwards. And if you're recording someone's phone number somewhere in the middle there, they sort of give up and leave. So the moment that app came out, because they used to have, I don't know, iOS 6, a decent one, I said, boy, I got to get something different. So anyway, only two buttons on it, very easy to start a recording, to stop a recording. Second thing I really like is that once you have finished the recording, it automatically uploads to Dropbox. There you can take it and do whatever it is, you know, either on your iPhone or on your computer, do whatever you want to do with that recording. And that's very seamless. Third thing is, I think, you know, to my untrained ear, the quality of the recording is really quite good. Let me show you how to do a recording, and then we'll take a little look in the settings.
Recording folder. Two apps. Recording. RecUp. Recently updated.
Okay, and by the way, RecUp, as Jerry said, capital R-E-C, capital R, little E-C, capital U-P, used to be called Dropvox, as opposed to Dropbox. And of course, the closeness in the name was because the Dropvox recordings would upload right to Dropbox.
Audio memo. RecUp. Recently updated.
So I'll double tap to get in.
RecUp. Link to Dropbox. Button.
Oh, I'm in the settings.
Link to Dropbox. Settings. Button. Settings. Record. Button.
Okay, there are, like I said.
Record. Button.
A record button.
Settings. Button.
And a settings button. That's it.
Record. Button.
I want to do a recording. I'm doing the recording. You heard the little noise there. So testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. And now I'll double tap again. I don't have to find the record button because my focus is on it. It turned into a stop button. And you hear that little noise there? It's on its way to being uploaded to my Dropbox.
Do you just double tap on it and then double tap again to stop the recording?
That's it, yeah. Now there's not a pause, you know, because some recordings have a pause function. So it'd be sort of nice if it had that. But on the other hand, that can complicate life. It's extremely uncomplicated. Let me go to the settings just to sort of see what the two or three choices you have.
Settings. Button. Settings. Done. Button.
Okay.
Play indicator sounds. Settings. Done. Settings. Heading. Play indicator sounds. Switch button. On.
First is play indicator sounds. So when I double tap, you go boom, that it's recording. And then another boom when it's ended recording. Maybe a little noise also for upload.
Record in background. Switch button. On.
Record in background means, I think, technically, I could be doing a recording while I'm messing around in my iPhone, so it's hearing me and the iPhone. Not suggested, because I find that screws up quite a bit. But whether it's on or off, it doesn't really matter. But you can, again, hear what's going on the iPhone as you're doing that.
Record in higher quality. Switch button. On.
Two levels of quality, higher quality and lower quality. These are MP3s. That's the format.
Record on launch. Switch button. Off.
And there's a record on launch. What that means is that rather than going into the app to find the record button, you can just double tap on the app without going in for the first recording, and it will record. That may sound nice. I personally don't care for that for a couple of reasons. One is that when you do that and you double tap to get into the app and so on and so forth, that little noise of all your double tapping and a little fumbling around with your fingers will be part of the recording. And then secondly, maybe just because I'm used to doing it the other way, I find that it's complicated to know, gee, did I just finish the recording or did I start a new recording or something like that. But anyway, you do have the choice of starting a recording simply by double tapping on the app icon. Let me see if there's anything else.
Choose upload folder button.
Also a choose upload folder, so that's what you do when you first load it, is you designate a folder in Dropbox where it's going to go. So I have a folder called Dropvox. I never changed the name of it. And that's where I would go to find that folder, either on my iPhone or on my computer.
Unlink from Dropbox. Button.
I could unlink it.
RecUp 3.2.2 copyright 2018 irradiated software. LLC.
Let's see if there's anything else.
Help button.
Little bit of help, but you basically now know everything you need to know, so you really don't need any help.
Help button.
And that's it.
So, David, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I love simple recorders, and you're right. I've used voice memo, but it can be a little bit of a challenge. If you have done a recording, like, say, I did my piano lesson, which pretty much once I start, I don't stop. In order to check to make sure that it actually recorded, I have to go to Dropbox to find that file once I turn it off, once I stop recording?
Yeah, I guess you would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait for it to finish uploading and then go to Dropbox to listen to it.
Yeah.
So you cannot use it like if you're not online?
Well, there's no uploading. You need to be on a network of, well, network or data. Yeah. You have to have your.
That's all right.
Yeah.
How is it getting labeled, like the date and time, or what?
It sort of gives some gibberish type name that's like DB something or other, and then date and time. I'll just go find it now, and then we can finish up.
Recop.
Go to my Dropbox.
Entertainment folder. Radio. Dropbox. Dropbox.
Navigating inside
files.
My Dropbox
search.
Here to find
button.
My Dropbox folder. Now I'm in the sort of the main page.
Archive audio left. BS Carol Center. Cavi Clap. Deon Tech. Dropbox. Folder. Dropbox files. Back button.
So again, that's my Dropbox folder. You know, in the list of them, it would be the bottommost one, except unless I've named some.
Home. Tech. DB 2018-02-10-153-133. MP3. File. 133 kilobytes. Modified 6 minutes ago.
Okay, so that's
actions
it.
Actions available.
Double tap.
And it did say 0210.
Yeah.
Moving icons and create DB 2018-02. DB 2. Drop.
And.
Back button.
During the recording, you heard the little noise there. So testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. And now I'll double tap again. I don't have to find the record button because my focus is on it. Yeah, I shut that up. Okay. But again, what I'd like is it goes to my Dropbox, and then I can go in there, delete it, rename it, move it wherever I want to. No cords, no fuss, no muss.
If I have it Dropbox on my computer, is it automatically on my smartphone?
I have the Dropbox app. On my phone, I have Dropbox on the computer, so it's gone to both places. Sort of funny, if I was doing this demo with my computer on, as it was uploading, you would hear the JAWS guy telling you, but it's on its way up up there and so on. So
I need to have the app on my phone.
The Dropbox?
The Dropbox app.
When you first put this app on, you designate a folder that it's going to go to in your Dropbox that you've created, and there it goes.
But you do have to have Dropbox, the app, on your phone. And
I can just go through the app store for that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think you're right. You do have to have it on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Dropbox on the iPhone.
The same Dropbox account on your phone and your computer, I think.
What if you didn't link it to Dropbox? What would happen with the, how would the app work?
Doesn't go anywhere. Has to be linked to Dropbox.
But you couldn't play it on your phone. You couldn't play it on the app itself because it's not linked.
Correct. It does not store things within the app itself.
And there's no play button on the app.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Gotcha.
Dave, I'm just wondering, why hasn't anybody written an app that simplifies the front end of the recorder that came with the iPhone?
Ask the Apple people. I think it's because they wanted to add bells and whistles to it. And if you can see what's going on the screen, it's really nice to rename the file, and it's really nice to be able to split it up, and it's probably nice to send it to your Facebook pals and all this business. But if you can't see, like I said, it takes you forever to find the record button.
So on an iPhone, pretty much everything, every app is sandboxed. Everyone is in a different operating space than the others. So one app really doesn't control another app. In this case, Backup is not controlling Dropbox, it's just synchronizing with the underlying Dropbox. So you really couldn't create one app to control the voice recorder. However, if you go to the App Store, there's 1,000 different alternative voice recorders you could.
They mentioned briefly an Apple Viz a month or two ago did a demo on one that sounded interesting called Audio Memo. Audio memos, and I downloaded that, and I sort of liked it, but I like Recup better. That does WAV files, And WAV files, in theory, are higher quality than MP3, but at least my untrained ear couldn't tell the difference between their WAV files and the higher quality MP3 in here. And then beyond that, it was just a little bit busier screen-wise, and it didn't upload very quickly to anywhere unless you paid an additional $3.99, which I didn't, to make it upload, you know, to be able to go to Dropbox or somewhere like that. But again, there are a lot of other ones out there, but at least to my limited knowledge, this is so simple and easy and does what I need it to do. I don't particularly care to look any further.
Do you have to have Dropbox open on your iPhone when you go? It does not matter, correct?
No, just need to, as we said before, you just need to have that app there with yourself, you know, having been logged in.
I was just going to say that much of the difference in what you hear has to do with the speakers that you're playing it through. And in most cases, you're never going to notice the difference between MP3 and WAV. But if you have a super good sound system, then if you were doing an A-B comparison, then you very well might.
Personally, myself, you know, all I care about is, you know, human voice, not music or anything like that. So plenty good for what I use it for.
Well, and it doesn't shut off, excuse me, the duration, it's just continual, right? It doesn't shut off unless your battery dies.
It's kind of interesting configuration, Nadine. You configure it a couple of ways where you could actually just hit the stop button, it'll stop recording.
Right.
You could, there's a checkbox that says record in background. If that is turned on and you hit the home button and say go into another app, it's still recording. If you have recording background turned off, when you close the app by hitting the home button and it's still only in the foreground, it stops recording.
I would always be a little scared to just sort of leave something on for 2 hours and assume it stayed on. You know, who knows? You're gonna knock the stop button with your elbow, or who knows what? Yeah.
Well, the other thing you can do, if I think recording in the background, I assume it works this way too, because it works as well with other apps. You probably could lock your phone and keep it recording, and it would stay recording without any problem.
I think this one does. I think I've played it enough. I think it will actually still record, yeah.
If you are on your Wi-Fi and you have those sounds or tones enabled and you're listening with your ears, if you stop it, you will hear the little as it's trying to upload. So if you didn't want to have stopped, that is a warning to you. Oh, I better go see whether what I've done here.
David, what happens if you get a phone call? Does it interrupt the recording and then go back to recording after you hang up, or what does it do?
Well, you hear the phone call in there and so on, so
okay.
That ruins your recording.
Will it record the person on the phone?
Yeah, it will record whatever it hears.
Okay, so that would actually be might be a good feature for some people.
If I am doing some recording where I don't want stuff like that to happen, or I don't want push notifications to come in about, you know, the latest murder in Charlestown or something like that, you know, I will turn my my airplane mode on. That will get rid of, well, no, that wouldn't get rid of phone calls, though.
Well, but the problem with airplane mode,
that will get rid of phone calls,
but
too.
Then it wouldn't be able to upload to Dropbox.
Right, it wouldn't be able to upload, but when I'm done with my recording, I'll turn the upload, the airplane mode back off, and then the upload will happen. And you could do several recordings, and they could be backing up in queue. But then once you've got your Wi-Fi back, then they'll all upload. So you could do a whole bunch of them, and they'd be lined up there waiting to go.
If you know you're going to be recording and you don't want your recordings to be interfered with by any notifications or getting phone calls, if you put your phone in airplane mode, that basically makes your phone into a totally dumb phone, and it's just a recording device. The other thing is, it also gives you a lot more battery life for recordings.
So, David, how did you discover Recup as opposed to the other recording function on your phone?
If I remember, somebody told me about it. And they told me about it shortly after the iPhone voice memo app became what I thought was basically unusable. So I tried it and says, oh, this is great. Again, it was called Dropvox. Probably have had it like 3 years or so, and then they changed the name to Recup at some point. I use this a lot because, you know, in training, I'll do a lot of recordings of, you know, here's how you do this or that in JAWS. And again, what I really like is it goes straight up to Dropbox, and then you can do what you want with it. At the Carroll Center, we are hoping to start soon doing podcasts, and I'm going to do some on some JAWS-type topics. And I use Recup in a quiet space to do the recordings, and I think the quality of the sound is very good.